This is Drill and Bill, the fast dental owner brief on the money problems nobody warned you about until it's too late. Today's problem, the one job in your office you can never let a single person do alone, because it's the open door to embezzlement, and most practices leave it wide open. So here's the move. Before the story. Never let the same person both post the payments in your software and make the bank deposit and reconcile the statement. Whoever posts the money can't also be the one who handles it and checks the books. Split that one job across two people, and you close the most common way a dental practice gets robbed, without accusing anyone, without an investigator, without a witch hunt. One control, two sets of eyes, and you can start splitting it today. Now the reframe, because this is the uncomfortable part. Ask an owner who they trust with the money, and they'll name the loyal, long-tenured person who's been there for years, the right hand who never takes a vacation, who handles everything so you don't have to. But here's the thing about embezzlement. The person best positioned to take from you isn't the new hire you're watching. It's the trusted one you stopped watching a long time ago. Trust is not a control. Trust is exactly what removes the second set of eyes. And this is common, not rare. Prosper Ident, a firm that investigates dental embezzlement for a living, estimates that a majority of dentists will be embezzled at some point in their careers. Treat that as directional, not gospel. But the direction is clear. It happens, and it happens a lot. And small practices get hit hardest for a reason. The Association of Certified Fraud Examiners finds year after year that small businesses are the most victimized and lose the most relative to their size, precisely because they lack this one control and run on trust instead. Here's the mechanism, and it's almost always the same. One person controls the entire money path. They post the payments and the adjustments in the practice management software. They make the deposit. And they reconcile the bank statement. When one person does all three, they can take a payment at the front, adjust or delete it in the software so it never shows, pocket the cash or the check, and then reconcile the books so the numbers still tie out. Nobody catches it because the only person watching is the person taking. That's not a character flaw you can hire your way around. That's a structure flaw you have to design your way around. So you can't out-trust this. The more completely you trust one person with the whole money path, the fewer eyes are on it. And the fix isn't suspicion. You don't have to believe anyone is stealing. The fix is structure. Make it so no one person can both post the money and control it. Here's the operator move in three steps. One, separate the money path. Whoever posts payments and adjustments in your software does not make the deposit and does not reconcile the bank. Two, every month, you, the owner, or an outside CPA opens the bank and merchant statements personally. Not a summary somebody hands you, the actual statement, and you spot check the adjustments, the write-offs, and the voids. Three, require a second sign-off on any write-off or account credit over a threshold you set. One person can propose it, a second person has to approve it. That's it. Nothing here accuses a soul. It just means the money is never posted and controlled by the same pair of hands. One honest caveat, this is business commentary, not legal, tax, forensic accounting, or HR advice. And if you already suspect someone is actively stealing, stop. Don't confront anyone and don't start quietly pulling their access on your own. Call your own attorney, your CPA, and a qualified investigator first, because how you handle a live case decides whether you can ever recover the money or act on it. The controls here are for prevention. A live suspicion is a different conversation with different professionals. Here's the question for Monday morning. In your practice right now, is there a single person who both posts the payments and handles the deposit and reconciles the bank? If the answer is yes, or you honestly don't know, that's the door. And we built the tool to close it, the Dental Practice Embezzlement Proofing Checklist. Who posts? Who deposits? Who reconciles? The monthly owner statement review, the write-off sign-off threshold, and a short note on what to do if you ever suspect theft. Go to drillandbill.com and download it. Then split that one job this week. Because the person you trust most with the money is exactly the person your structure should never leave alone with it. And next time on Drill and Bill, another owner economics read you can act on before your next patient, follow Drill and Bill on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, so the next one lands in your feed before your next money decision. Drill and Bill. Real owner economics finished before your next patient.